St. Bernardine of Siena lived in the 14th and 15th centuries. I think he died in the mid 15th century, 14th and 15th century. Yeah. In any case, he was from a noble family of Siena, and great things were expected of him, but he chose to rather join the Friars Minor and dedicate himself to a life of poverty. And within the history of the Franciscan order, he is known as one of the four pillars of the renewal or reform of the order, along with St. John Capistran. And he was a contemporary of St. John Capistran, and together they worked for the renewal of the order, restoration of the observance of poverty, especially of poverty, but of religious discipline in general as well. And we read today's gospel about how our Lord promised the apostles that when Peter answered up and said that, you know, we've left everything, what can we expect? Our Lord promised them that they would receive a superabundance from him for everything that had been left behind. And of course, St. Bernardine of Siena received Christ himself and became an instrument of Christ on behalf of others. He was known as a great preacher. So as he had left the world, he imitated, as St. Francis had desired, this kind of itinerancy by which he would go from place to place, not staying too long in one place, and preaching the gospel in the town, usually in the town squares, because the crowds would become so large that the churches could not contain all the people. And God gave him a special grace. He was a sickly man and had a weak voice, and God miraculously gave him the ability to preach to thousands of people, and everyone was able to hear him. But he would go from place to place, and he would preach for a number of days and preach for hours at a time. And at the end of the mission, so to speak, they would have this, what they called the bonfire of vanities. He would call everybody out to bring their immodest clothing and their gambling equipment, their dice and bad books, whatever it was that they had that was a cause of sin, an occasion of sin or excessive worldliness, and they would burn it in the town square in a huge bonfire. That was the end of his preaching tour in a city. But also accompanying his preaching would be not only the conversion of many people, but also the desire of many people of both sexes to join religious life. So that during that period of time, many hundreds, if not thousands, of young men, for example, joined the Franciscan order, seeing in St. Bernardine his zeal and his devotion for the Lord, and wishing also to abandon everything they had in order to follow Christ. St. Bernardine of Siena was also greatly known for his preaching of the holy name of Jesus. I think it's on the front of the pulpit is the monogram of our Lord's name, the first three letters of our Lord's name in Greek, Jesus, the I, E, and S. And he put the monogram into a sunburst and would have it painted on a piece of wood, and he would have it held up for the people as he preached conversion and grace, and he would encourage the people to venerate the holy name of our Lord, because in Christ and Jesus is God become man, and he was given his name Jesus by our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph through the command of the angel. God took upon himself a human form and has a human name, and we are able to speak his name. In the Old Testament, of course, the name of God could not be spoken, but God gave his only begotten Son a name that we can speak and to whom we can call upon. And when we call upon the name of Jesus, we call upon the power of God, and that power is miraculous. It has the power to exorcise. It has the power to bestow grace and conversion, forgiveness, and healing. And so St. Bernardine put his trust in the holy name of our Lord, and he encouraged others to do so as well, and even to venerate the physical or visible figure of our Lord's name. He was called on the carpet because of it. He was called to Rome one occasion to answer for his practice because he was accused of idolatry. And he went there with St. John of Capistran, who defended him, and ultimately the devotion was given its final approval. In almost every form you see it nowadays, you see it will be connected with a cross. I think the H is crossed usually, and that was commanded by the Pope as a safeguard, you might say, or maybe as a compromise to the people that were complaining about St. Bernardine's practice, so that the figure of the cross would be attached to the name, because St. Bernardine's preaching used it as a sacramental, and he was being accused of idolatry and of trying to use magic or something. But of course, that's not what we believe, and that's not what St. Bernardine was doing. He was trying to give visible form and a very practical and real devotion attached to the sacramental presence of our Lord's name. And we should have confidence in the name of Christ as we are called to follow in his footsteps. Our Lord says to each one of us, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. For us who are religious and Franciscans, that means one thing. For those who are in the world, it means detachment. It means that we need to recognize that morality isn't simply a matter of a series of do's and don'ts. It's a matter of putting our heart in God and of seeking his kingdom above all things, and knowing that with his power, we can do all things, that every challenge that we face, we can meet with the power of God. Without our Lord, nothing is possible, but with him, all things are possible. And when we call out to him by his holy name, he is present to us, as we invoke his presence now in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and receive him in Holy Communion.